Finally, we have one sign in the Indus Valley world that does not appear in the West, and that is a number of seals showing a yogi, a seated yogi. These date from about 2000 BC and are, as far as our archaeological evidence goes, the earliest signs of a yogi that we have. What is the origin of this? Who knows? In the Indus culture world, there are two great racial groups. One is the group that came in from the Western zone, sort of Mediterranean type, and the other is the Australoid race, the race that can be traced all the way from Northwest India right back down through South India out into the Indians, into the islands of the Pacific in a big broad way. It may well be that this yogic attitude comes from shamanistic principles going way, way back. At any rate, the evidence fades out there in darkness. All of these elements in the Indus culture survive in popular Hinduism to this day. The notion of the ever-evolving world, the world against which there's no use fighting, acquiescence, acquiescence, acquiescence in the laws of a universe that are given from a source that cannot be touched, and the imagery of this still point and yoga and so forth. Against this, about 1500 BC, there comes a totally new race. These are the Aryans. They are of exactly the same period as Homer's Aryans entering into Crete. There is a precise parallelism here. They bring many of the same divinities, the same heroic attitude. These are the people who invented the war chariot, drawn by two powerful horses. It's at this moment that the horse appears in history, and he gives to these men a terrific fighting power so that they're not acquiescing in the will of the universe. They found a will in themselves, and they are showing it. Anything they want, they can get. And they have their shamans, their magicians, their Brahmins, who, with their rites, can cause the gods to do what is wanted. Now, when you have settled people, as you had in the earlier culture, trading people and planting people, you have divinities who can be worshipped in this specific rock, this specific tree, this specific lake or pond. With the great ranging nomads, you have divinities who are everywhere, the broad stretching earth, the overarching heavens, the winds, the sun, and so forth. And these are the gods of these Vedic Aryans, very much like the gods of the Homeric Greeks. This is the period also, by the way, of the invasions of Canaan by another warrior race, the Semites from the Syro-Arabian desert. And just as in the Bible, so with these Aryans, the powers of the soil, the fertilizing powers, and the people who worship them are despised. What are revered are the lords of the thunderbolt and the warrior arm. The words in the Old Testament, cities that you did not build, you shall inhabit. Fields that you did not plant, you shall reap, are words that befit these warrior people who do not cultivate the soil, ask Mother Earth to bring forth, but evoke and invoke the god of thunder and weaponry. And their rites have to do with the triumph of their race over the people whom they are invading.